Hi, everyone. This is Ron Amatron from the Creation Lightship, and we're here again to do some healings with all of you. So the Lightship comes here once every 2,000 years to help the planet in the ascension process, the Earth Spirit, and also to help people, to help them facilitate clearings, to allow them to get more into their bodies with their spirit so they can have the physical body ascend also. So we're ready to just do a nice show tonight. Hopefully be nice and laid back and a lot of healings here for everyone. We're going to do some water charging. So if you'd like to get a glass of water, we'll be doing that, oh, I imagine, within probably the next 5 to 15 minutes. So just get your water handy here. And we're going to first do some entity clearing for everybody. And we'll just do that right now. So you can just sit back and relax. We'll work with the legs first. And so you may actually feel energies being released from you during this process. It's very subtle for some people. And like I normally say, women about half can feel, half can't. And men are about 1 in 100. So if you're a man and you can sense energies, feel yourself blessed. And if you don't feel anything happening, it's working anyway. Feeling the energies have nothing to do with the process here as far as having yourself receiving a healing. So here we go. Releasing energies now out of your left legs. So you might want to focus on your left leg right now if you like. Here we go. Wonderful. Now we're doing the right leg now. This also includes your knee and ankles and toes. And entities are emotional bodies of people who passed on. We can call them ghosts if you like. The emotional bodies will never look out of your eyes. It's a separate energy body. The only energy that can look out of your eyes is your spirit. That's why using the word soul, people talk about your eyes are the window to your soul. And so this is why people can look and see brighter eyes in people. And some people have dull eyes because they're not as home as much. So if you're not home, who is? So this is why you want to be inside of your body with your spirit so your spirit can do its mission here, which is healing your body, being the conduit for creativity from the divine, working in the moment with your heart. So here we go. Okay, I'm going to bring back more of your spirit into your body, and your spirit that's with you is going to direct the spirit parts of you, these fragments, into your legs right now. Remember, everything works through your spirit. This is what the main thing is about this show, is to connect you to your spirit inside of your heart, and the divine only works spirit to spirit, heart to heart. So here we go. We're going to do a little countdown here. So here we go, counting down. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And again, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And again, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. It's like one more time. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Okay, now we're going to work on your middle part of your body, above the hips. And from the neck on down, and then we'll do your shoulders and arms next here. So this will be your internal organs, your body cavity. This is where your probably your main chakras are in a sense. Chakras, basically, we'll just include number one in there, although it may not be number one, but from 2, 3, and 4. And here we go. All of your body organs and entities can attach to you there. If you had maybe a problem with a lung condition, entities can attach to your lungs and take away your healing abilities. And or maybe they gave you the illness. So we're releasing these energies from you here. There we go. And doing some more releasing. And good, bringing more of your spirit back into your body. Remember, your spirit has to be healed first. And we're now going to command the energies back into your body. All healings are a command. And your spirit needs to know what to do, so this is why you command your spirit to do this here. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. We'll drink a water here. It's time for water charging. Oh, that's better. Okay, now we're going to do your arms. Do with the left arm first. So here we go. Taking away entities there. Bringing more of your spirit into you. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And again, more of you coming in. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And one more time. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Now we'll do your right arm. This includes everything on your arm from the shoulder on down. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And if you want to comment on the fast chat, if you feel any changes, that would be wonderful. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Now we're going to do above your shoulder, so your neck to the top of your head. So here we go, taking away entities there. This can sometimes get rid of mind chatter. Not always, but sometimes you're being tormented by voices. This can also help with this here. Discordant thoughts. Here we go. They're being released now. And again, we'll bring more of you into your body, into your head and neck area. So here we go. Your spirit's coming in healed. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. There we go. So I'll just take a little mental note here and see how you feel. We're going to do a chakra alignment next here. And this, again, you might actually feel energy move in your body also. So we always go to the heart center first. Going to reposition that for everyone. There we go. Feels good to me. Going up to the throat chakra. Good. Third eye. Good. And power chakra. Okay, there we go. Second chakra. Good. And first chakra. There's some first chakra issues out there. So this is like survival. So here we go. Maybe you spent too much money today on Christmas shopping, worrying about bills. So let's connect this energy now. So work a little more with your first chakra here. There we go. Moving it around. Yeah, there we go. Perfect. It's an opening now. Body width, if you wish. This is your choice. We'll go full body width if you want, would like this. So I'll use the word spin to do it. Get the chakras opened up to give you more energy in your body. So here we go. Heart chakra, spin, 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 open. Throat chakra, spin, 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 open. And third eye, spin, 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 open. Going down to your power chakra. Spin, 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 open. Second chakra, spin, 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 open. And first chakra, spin, 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 spin. Spin, 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 spin. Okay, some of those are reversed. So let's work again with the first chakra. Reposition that now. Turn these energies around. There we go. First chakra. Spin, spin, open. Wonderful. So if you just came on, get a glass of water if you would. We'll do some water charging in a few minutes here probably. So now we're going to do the mind to heart drop. So think of your awakening consciousness, say your forehead. Okay, and that's maybe your ego self. It's an energy body that contains thoughts, okay? And it has to surrender to your spirit and your heart center in order to make this connection. And so what we're going to do is drop you down from your forehead, we'll say, into your heart. It's like an elevator dropping. 10th floor is your forehead. 1st floor is your heart. And it's real nice. I heard somebody also on BBS a while back talking about doing this process here. So it's great that people are copying this here to get the word out more, to get people more heart-centered. So here we go. Dropping down. So 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And dropping down again. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And one more time. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And one more time. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. Okay, we're going to energize the light being right now. So if you're brand new to the program, just go to Creation Light Shift Healing and click on it. Scroll down a little ways here, about maybe an inch on your scroll bar here on the side. You're going to see a beautiful light being picture. And we're going to activate her right now. Then we'll do some water charging here. So again, just kind of sit back and relax and allow this energy to connect heart to heart. So right now she's being energized. You may see her eyes become a little more intense as she actually becomes a living picture here on your monitor. People like to put their hands in front, moving your hands up and down, waving it back and forth. You may feel energy coming off of her. You might want to tap your palm chakras with one of your other fingers in your other hand to kind of activate your palm chakra if you're interested in doing this here. Kind of telling your body that you want to sense energy there. And her face on my monitor is becoming a little more three-dimensional. And I can see her cheeks becoming more rounded. And everybody has their own experience. And the light rays now are also changing colors. Very beautiful. Okay, so what I'm going to do is just allow you to have this energy with you for about a minute or two here. And if you don't have your glass of water, you can do so now, then we'll come back and do some water charging for you. So I'll just kind of sit back and relax. And we'll just put some music on so you can feel this light being energy, pure light energy from the Creation Light Chip coming into you for healing. And you're in your heart center, so you can also ask for guidance. This is where you want to get your guidance. You connect to the light being there. Put it in front of you and put one hand on each side of it, and this light beam is going to activate your water for what you need right now for your physical body. So just kind of maybe view the light beam now, look at her, and you should start to feel your heart energy being connected to her, and you may feel energy moving down your arms, going to your elbow, your wrist, and out your fingertips as this water is being activated for you. And this will probably take about a half a minute here to do. And for me, my hands feel just a little bit warmer than normal. And I can feel energy coming out of my palm chakras and also out of my fingertips. So you might just kind of monitor how you're feeling here. Everybody has their own special energy that they feel when the light beam comes in here. And the water To me, everybody who tastes the water says it tastes different. I haven't had anybody say that the water tastes the same yet. But we'll taste a little different to you. Maybe sweeter, maybe juicier. We'll find out here. So, like about 10 more seconds. And feels like it's done. So, have some water. And we'll toast to everybody here. So, blessings to all of you. And I'll have my sip of water right now. That was good. I just drank about a third of it. So, how are you doing, Sylvia? Are you there online?
I'm here. I'm doing good. And the water is just wonderful tonight. So, that's great. So, hi, everyone, and welcome to Friday night. If you'd like to, if you have a question or something that you'd like Ron to address, you can go ahead and type a question in on the fast chat. And we're going to just talk and take up some of those questions and bring in some beautiful energies. So we'll have a nice relaxing night and a wonderful end to the week for all of us, the work week. So I guess, Ron, let's talk a little bit about ascension and ascension preparation, and maybe we can talk also about the upcoming December 15th ascension preparation session.
Okay, so yeah, this show is all about helping you get into your body with your spirit. This is why we're here to do this. A light ship comes, like I said, every 2,000 years to reclaim its spiritual light energy. And what's not of the light is no longer, and the light has to retain 100% of itself. So this is what it's actually doing in the ascension process. In a sense, it kind of like weeds out the darkness energy. And at that point, it goes away, or it's no longer available. Different ways to look at this situation, but the light basically gets infiltrated by the darkness, and we can all kind of see that here on this planet. It's not really a very peaceful place to be, not a very loving place to be, and that's because we have so much darkness here. So this is the way that creation has a way of eliminating the darkness and starting over again, and it reclaims its territory again in the universe of light. And along with it, there's still the universe of darkness, we'll say, and they both inhabit the same place, and somehow the darkness wants to creep into the light to take over and steal souls, and that's kind of how the process works, unfortunately. And right now, you know, the Earth spirit is choosing not to come into 3D any longer. So it's going to move into eighth-dimensional reality. So it'll actually take away its spiritual energy from the blueprint that was created on the creation light ship. So the blueprint then will be no longer with the spirit energy of the Earth. Something else could take it over from the light, but that's kind of immaterial at this point, because the Earth will no longer exist unless it is taken over. And the life forms on it all resonate to the energy of the Earth Spirit. So naturally, when ascension time comes, because the Earth Spirit is not going to hold the spiritual blueprint any longer here, then all the life forms will no longer exist unless you choose to come fully into your body 100%. And then you do have the opportunity to go into 8D reality with the Earth Spirit. So it's kind of up to you what you want to do. When the life forms are no longer available to be materialized because there's no more spirit energy. Remember, your body's made up of the elements of the earth here, and those elements all have spirit energy from the earth spirit. And once that energy leaves, then your spirit will also leave, and it'll just separate itself from the life form that you're in right now, and it will go on and do its own thing in the light somewhere else. So the main thing is for the ascension is to give your body the gift of ascending. And that's why Jesus came to teach that process. And naturally, not everybody ascends. Very few ascend because they're not in their body enough, and they have too many false beliefs and have got entangled up with the dark side too many times. And that's a whole nother probably show on that. But basically, you know, it's your choice whether you choose to ascend or not. So the main thing is to be positive, is to work on yourself. The Light Ship does sessions for people. Unfortunately, most people are kind of being awakened too late. I hate to sound negative, like I said, but you know, you should have been working on yourself, you know, years and years ago. Actually, probably you know, hundreds of years ago, to have this process actually be a piece of cake right now. And then that's kind of my sadness, is that people are not awakened enough. There's just too much mind control here. So what the Light Ship has done is going out and working with the energies that it created and the ones that are not in the light. We're talking about the Galactic Federation. They're just being taken out now because they were preventing you from your ascension process by bringing in the teachings that should have been here. So they were controlling us by off-planet energies, and those energies are now no longer going to be in existence. This is why you probably feel different now than you have a couple weeks ago. Everyone has their own experiences, but basically your mind should be more quiet. A lot of people have mentioned that your body isn't oscillating or buzzing like it used to. And I was told by the Light Ship about a day or so ago that your eyesight may be changing a little bit too, as you're able to see a little clearer. That may also maybe work with your third eye too. I don't know. But basically, you know, things are changing, things are happening because the light is regaining light territory. So that's the positive aspect. And that's kind of it. Whether you, you know, choose to do the ascension or not, it doesn't matter, because your spirit always moves on. But it's, you know, for me, it's how much do you love your body. That's why I'm here, to help people to get you into your body more, so the body can have a chance and finally graduate out of this, I don't know, prison planet, so to speak. You know, it's been here for a long, long time. It's very tired. Remember, every day, you know, when you wake up, it plugs along, keeping you alive so that you can have your spiritual spirit consciousness inside of you, do your manifestations for you in love energy. You know, the whole thing is to, you know, how much you love your body and would you like it to ascend. So that's kind of why I'm here, to help people. But you still have to do the homework. It's not an easy thing, unfortunately, because time is short. I noticed on the fast chat when I first got on, somebody probably was left of listening to me. And in the last show, I mentioned that because people are reading predictions from the dark side, which is where predictions come from, and the things from the future, a lot of people have stated that they kind of felt that maybe ascension could occur maybe in February of 2008. And I probably had about 30 people so far come up to me and say, gee, I think we're going to be ascending in 2008 in February. I go, well, if it's possible, I don't know. But that's one of the predictions of the dark side. And so people are reading that, and that's out there. And, you know, whether that's true or not, I have no idea. But like I said, this person probably has selective listening, and that's what they wrote about, you know, how could Jesus do this, et cetera. And, you know, it's just the fact that the Light Ship is here to help people. And like I said, I love to go out into auditoriums and, you know, be with thousands of people doing these healings for nothing. It'd be wonderful. But so far that hasn't materialized yet, because this planet is still controlled by the dark side. So we'll see what happens. Maybe it could happen tomorrow. I'm always open for that to occur here. That's why I'm here, to help people. So, Sylvia, I'll turn it back over to you.
All right. Well, we have some listener questions on the fast chat, so let's take up some of those. One question is, what is a cording?
Okay. Typically, a cording is an energy link. If you just think of a cord, is it like an extension cord that plugs into your wall and it starts taking energy from you? So that's one easy way of saying it. So when somebody thinks of you, they are putting out a psychic cord. This is mind, remember. Mind is not of the light, okay? It's just a way that we process here and get information to ourselves. But basically, if you were to draw a line and separate a page in half, the light would be on one side, which is in the now, and the mind energy would be on the other. And they're complete opposite energies, so to speak. And so when you put out a mind connection, a psychic cord to someone, what happens is they start taking energy from you, which you're not aware of, and you also get their energy. And you're just taking away spiritual energy from someone. And you can normally get plugged into chakras that way. That's where they normally attach, different parts of the body. So it all depends where they're connecting to you. If you see, I don't want to sound too sexual here, but let's say being a male, seeing a lady with some very nice breast or something on TV or whatever, you know, that's where the energy might be going to as you see this person. That's all that you're looking at, you know. Well, that's giving that person an energy connection who's looking at her, maybe into her breast. And all of a sudden, maybe she gets breast cancer, you know, as years goes on because she, you know, maybe has a nice-looking breast, okay? And that happens. So this is why you don't want to send out cords. Normally, it's subconscious. So you always want to do a cord cutting. Make sure that you're not connected to anyone else because what you're doing is taking away their psychic energy. Anything else, Sylvia? Did that answer the question okay to you?
Yeah, good. Let's see. We have another request for bringing in the dolphin energy tonight.
Okay, we could do that. So what we'll do is bring the dolphins in. And let's go down on the screen here. And we'll bring the dolphins in through the Creation Lightship insignia. So we'll go down a little bit further. Maybe a couple inches on your scroll bar here. And it'll say Lightship insignia. And we're going to energize this here. And we'll bring in the dolphins right now. So here we go. Okay. And they're starting to come in. And let me just see which dolphin team wants to come to us here. Yeah, the dolphins definitely are here. There's another team in the background, too, and the penguins want to come in. We have dolphins and penguins, and they're coming in right now. And I'll put some music on so you can enjoy this experience here. And again, you're going to sense the energy in your heart center. This is how they connect to you. It's the only way the light chip connects, heart to heart. Nothing to do with mind, so just connect there and feel the energy and request your healing. We'll do that right now here. So we'll do this in two different sessions here. The first session we're going to do is releasing energy cords that somebody gave to you. And we'll just go to the different chakras here. So we're going to start at your sixth chakra and go down. This is how the light ship works. So kind of tune into that, okay? So sixth chakra, I'm going to release the energy that somebody connected to you. So kind of tune into your sixth chakra. And we're now pulling that away from you right now. There we go. And same thing, fifth chakra, releasing here. Okay, and fourth chakra. There we go, releasing. Third chakra. I'm yawning here. Well, a lot of energy there. This is your power chakra. I think the power and the heart are attacked the most from people, okay? There we go. And second chakra, releasing, and first chakra. And now what we're going to do is the other process where we're releasing cords that you gave to somebody. Okay? Remember, this is normally done unknowingly to you, but you have to always be aware of it and release them from people. So here we go. We're going to be regaining your energy back to your chakra system now because you were actually taking somebody else's energy, which probably is not compatible with you. Remember, everybody's unique with your divine energy. No two energies are alike. So here we go. Bringing your energy back to yourself now. And we have to clean it off because you don't want to take any residue back from that person or all these people. So here we go. Coming back to you. Sixth chakra. Good. Fifth chakra. Fourth chakra. Third chakra. Second chakra. First chakra. There we go. Okay, so you should be able to feel your energy changing a little bit here. And what we're going to do now is a healing here for hearts here. So we're just going to go into your heart center with the light being here. And she's going to start to release energy in your heart that is discordant to you, not of the light. Heartbreak. So here we go. There we go. Coming out now. There we go. Taking away energy. So there's some coming out. Kind of breathe now if you wish. Take a deep breath. And more energy is coming out. There we go. This is all the hurt and anxiety that you may have accumulated. There we go. Some more is coming out. There we go. And some more is coming out. Energies can prevent you from loving someone. There we go, coming out. There we go. There's just energy blockages coming out now. Okay, and now we're going to do some more here. Mainly work on the front side of you. We're going to go to the back side of the heart here. On the other clearing, we did everything at once, but typically, the front side of you is what you normally give to people willingly, which really shouldn't be done. And the back side of you is what for people really attached to you, unknowing to your own consciousness. So this is kind of where you get zapped on the back side. So we're going to go to the back side of your heart chakra right now and take away these energies here. There we go. There we go. Oh, that feels good. Good. More is coming out. There we go. Good. Okay. Question is, how do you do this yourself? Just kind of visualize, if you would, a connection between you and some other person, if you would, or just make it a bunch of people, maybe in your workplace, possibly. Maybe you work with, 100 people, and they're all draining your energy because they're courting you. And just kind of see these cords being released from you. You might want to just unplug them. Once you unplug the energy from someone, they may know that consciously or even subconsciously, and they may reattach themselves to you. So what I recommend doing is taking that energy cord after you have it in your hand and kind of like wiggling around, and just plug it right into the sun. The sun has plenty of energy, and the person won't even realize that you disconnected from them. So plug it into the sun. Ask the sun permission, that you need to give them some energy here. I'm sure it'll give it gladly. And it's unlimited. And at that point, you can have some peace with yourself here to regain your spiritual energy to yourself. Okay, back to you, Sylvia.
Okay, well, also wondering about the emotional clearing. We haven't talked about that too much recently, and its role in ascension preparation and just getting along in life and not replaying or rehashing the traumatic experiences that occur to us. So could you talk a little bit about the emotional clearing and maybe take us through the last year or so?
Yes, emotional clearing is the most important healing that you can do with me if you ever do anything with me. That's one that does the most good for you. A parallel life clearing is very, very good too. People like that one. But the emotional one is actually three clearings in one. It heals your spirit of emotional trauma. This is what you normally go through on a past life review, which could take 50 years to do on the other side. So it heals your spirit, so your spirit's able to be a pure divine conduit for healing energy to you without any baggage attached to it. Remember, your spirit mimics you. So whatever you're dealing with in your life, so is your spirit. And it carries all the traumas that are imprinted upon it from the emotional body, much like the physical body. So physical body carries these emotional imprintings, and so does your spirit. So you want to have an emotional clearing so that you can regain more spiritual energy coming to you. So what we're going to do now is a clearing for today on your emotional problems here. So here we go. Sixth chakra cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. And now we're going to go back one full year. Sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. And the second year, sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. And the third year back, sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. Fourth year back, sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. And fifth year back, sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, and first cleared. Okay. This is just a sample clearing of what I do. I go back all the way back into the womb. We go over these years many, many times. Normally you have between 3 to 5 light beings working with you. The session takes about an hour to do. The cost on it is $5 times your age. And it clears you out completely of the emotional traumas that you've been dealing with so you can live in the moment. Otherwise, you're recycling continuously your past life. And your past life in this lifetime is everything that you've dealt with in this lifetime. It'll eventually resurface itself because the body will do that because it wants to clear away the densities and the judgment. So, like I said, this is the most important clearing you can ever do with me, is this first clearing of the emotions. It's that beneficial. If you look upon a situation now in your life that you've dealt with, it should look very distant to you. The light ship will never take away your actual physical experience, but they will take away the trauma that's preventing your body from having healing. This is why you have problems in your life, is because the emotions keep recycling. So you want to be in the moment, and you can't be in the moment unless you have your emotions cleared. Otherwise, you're living your life in the past. And this is what people normally do continuously. They regurgitate the old stuff in their lives, and then you end up having people brought into your life because your body wants to actually heal. So it's like going to a cinema, and you're seeing the same movie with different actors. And once you have this clearing, people drop out of your life. It also helps to get rid of entities, because once you get your emotions cleared, there's no reason for entities to be with you because they can't live in your emotions any longer. So anyway, like Rick says, it's priceless. So this clearing is something that I can't tell you, enough about. You have to experience it. It's very reasonable, and it will change your life in 1 hour. So back to you, Sylvia.
I'd like to see if we can now bring in some divine energies from the light ship. We have one of the listeners online, or two of them, that are having some sinus and cold and flu symptoms. So maybe some beautiful ship oxygen to help them out with their breathing.
Oh, that sounds good. Okay, let me see which ones they want to bring in here. This will come in through the light ship insignia. They're going to bring in oxygen number 4. Well, there's 18 of them that we can breathe, number 7, number 9, and number 12. So here we go. This is going to be a really neat experience for all of you, and you will probably all actually sense the change in this here. This is something that is actual physical to you. Some things that we do, you might feel that, yeah, this may have helped, or I sense something, but with the oxygen, you're actually going to taste it. So here comes number 4. So we're going to bring it in stronger now. Here we go. So I'm going to command the energy in stronger into your room, and your spirit's going to direct it into your lungs. So here we go. So stronger, 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 stronger. Take a deep breath. Stronger, 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 stronger. And breathe in some more. Stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay. So I'll just kind of sit with this energy for maybe a half a minute here. Take some really deep breaths. And now we're going to bring in number 7. Kind of note how your breathing is. Some of the oxygens are lighter than others. Some may have like a menthol taste. Some may taste kind of sweet. Some may taste very thin. They're all a little bit different. So here's number 7 coming in. So stronger, 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 stronger. This one seems a little sweeter to me. How's yours, Sylvia?
Yeah, it's just, it is very distinctly different from the first one you brought in.
Yeah, so stronger, stronger. Okay, it's here. So take some deep breaths now. And kind of just have this experience now of number 7 oxygen. Okay, and now they're going to bring in number 9. So here we go. Here it comes, number 9. So stronger, 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 and stronger. Wonderful. Again, take some deep breaths here. When I'm being told by the light ship, we have a question about how the light ship is doing or what are they doing with this darkness on the shift here. Basically, what you're going to sense in your body is I'm kind of being told now that you're going to actually have more acute senses, okay? They've already worked with our eyes, and that will be getting better. So I just kind of look forward to having more control of your senses, more sensitivities, okay? Being able to sense the energies of the divine more. And we've been numbed out here for a long time. Okay. And naturally, after you own the energy for a while, it'll just feel normal to you. If you ask somebody on the street how they're feeling maybe in 2 months from now, they may not say they felt anything changing because they get used to it. So here we go. Number 12, oxygen. Stronger, 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 stronger. Well, that's good. Stronger, 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 and stronger. There we go. Right. I'll bring in one more, which is number 18. This one's pretty heavy duty for a lot of people. So we'll just see how you respond to it here. Here comes 18. Stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay, take a deep breath a bunch of times right now and enjoy this oxygen number 18. And it's going through your whole body, doing some healing work with you. So this is the way the light ship works. These healings are basically instantaneous, okay? So just enjoy what you're getting here. These are all different samples of different types of healings that I do from the light ship. And the samples are there to show you that this is actually real and that the light ship is here to help you. So they're coming to you to show you what they do, and it's up to you to kind of do the rest of the process here. Like I said, how much do you love your body? Are you willing to have it do the ascension process? Like the emotional clearing, you know, beg, borrow, steal the money, whatever, we'll have that done, because it's a healing that will change your life in 1 hour. It's that important to do, because you get your spiritual integrity back to yourself. So, Sylvia, back to you.
Okay, well, we have a great question along the lines of the emotional clearing. This is something that comes up from time to time. Let's say one of maybe the wife usually has a clearing, emotional clearing, and would like to have her husband have the clearing because she knows he needs it too, obviously, and cares about him. But maybe the husband's not receptive to the light ship or doesn't believe in it, et cetera. So how does that kind of thing work? What can you do in that scenario, Ron?
Yeah, I would say most of the women that I work with, and mainly I work with women, because men just aren't there yet. They're too analytical. But basically, yeah, I can do that very easily. Your spirit is in charge of the healings. It always says yes, so I can work on anybody, anywhere, if you wish to have a healing done. If you have a grandchild who's 5 years of age who's been through a lot of trauma, I can do them, no problem at all. I just connect with you on the telephone. We work on your grandchild. The same with your husband. And it's very interesting when I work with the husband of women, all of a sudden they feel energy is leaving them too, which their husband is actually transmitting to them. So they're actually dealing with their stuff also. And they feel more relief. And the husband normally, when I do this type of healing, it's like an absentee healing. And the healing won't be instantaneous like it would be on you. The light ship waits probably maybe 3 to 5 days. So they gently release this energy from your mate or whoever it would be so that they can readjust slowly to this healing. And then all of a sudden their baggage is gone. And they don't know what really happened, but life between you and them gets much easier, believe me. So back to you, Sylvia.
So just to clarify then, if someone is in that position, then the person who is receptive just needs to contact you, and you do the clearing absentee with the receptive person on the phone with you, and together you're talking and then clearing the other person that's not on the phone.
Yes, that's correct, yes.
So it's very easy, and they don't have to know about it. Like you said, the spirit always says yes because the spirit wants the healing.
Yes, and so, yeah, as far as some people, they say, oh, my God, I want my so-and-so friend to have this here. They don't understand it. Well, they wouldn't believe it, and I'll just do the healing on them. I've worked with people who've had employees who were just very ornery, and, you know, they would change within a week, become more receptive, to whatever they were as far as an employee or an employer. You know, both ways work. So I do many, many healings this way for people. But they don't have to know about it. It's perfectly fine because the light ship created them and the spirit always says yes. So it's very beneficial for everybody.
So that would be a wonderful gift for, let's say, an aging grandparent who's maybe in a nursing home or something like that as well.
Yes, because remember, they're in there because of their emotional traumas. And so once you release those energies, they can get more healing into their body and feel better about their past. Remember, they're recycling their past just like you are. And the past is what's going to actually cause the body to die at some point because you're recycling old energy and you can't get out of it. Remember, history always repeats itself, and that's your genetic history of who you are. And you're working on this lifetime of this lifetime's traumas that's come up. Because your spirit and your body decided to heal certain things in it to give you more longevity. And that's where your issues come from. It's nothing to do with what you thought that your mind got yourself involved with. It's the issues that your ancestors gave you, and now you're playing out this particular path of the scenario. So Once you release that energy out of you, it goes away. It's that simple. Back to you, Sylvia.
Well, we are being allowed by BBS Radio to go over time a little bit tonight. So if everyone can stay up a little later and hang with us, we'll bring in some more beautiful energies and answer some more questions on the fast chat. We have a request, Ron, for balancing for the left and right brain.
Okay, we'll do that then. So, again, we'll just do the chakra balancing here. This is how they work with the energy. It's not necessarily all that they do. It's just a way to have an indication. Remember, everything is a command, so they're just using the chakras as an indication here. If you were to try to follow this energy psychically, it would probably go nowhere with your chakras. This is all done on the light ship. So here we go. We're going to balance the left and right brain. So sixth chakra cleared. Fifth cleared. In fact, we'll do we'll first balance your left brain, and then we'll do the right, then we'll balance them both. We'll start over again here. Left brain, sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. The balancing would be whatever they're doing here. I have no idea at this moment in time here. I'm only in the moment. I'm not watching. So right brain, sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. And now we're going to do a balancing here between the two of them to share equal energy. So sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, and first cleared. Okay, how's that, Sylvia?
Well, I certainly felt that very strongly. What they were doing, whatever they were doing, felt wonderful.
Just remember, when we're on the light beings work with you from the light ship, and when you're on the light ship, their time is different than our time. So, you know, even though this may have taken us 30 seconds to do, it could have been up there with them working on you. It could have been maybe 10 hours. So this is how the healings work. They're in their own time, and they do what they can do to help you. This is why these healings work so quickly. Some people don't understand what I'm doing. They try to hear the words that I'm saying. They try to record me, and it just doesn't work that way. They can't bring it back over again. The archives here will work, but trying to figure out what's actually happening, nobody on this planet would ever have a clue, because it's all done on the light ship. Okay,
well,
what next, Sylvia?
It's wonderful to know that there's these beautiful, precious, gentle light beings working with you, and it never feels difficult. You never feel like you have to process anything, and it never feels harsh or jarring or anything like that. It's very gentle and soft energy.
Yeah, it's true. And normally you always feel relaxed afterwards. I'm sure everybody on the show right now is feeling their body relaxing. And I'm going to bring in the 12 source energies into the light ship insignia here. We'll do them one at a time for you.
Oh, wow, fabulous.
Probably going to close out after that. So these are the energies that created you. You have a part of them, a little piece of them is in you. And here we go. Energy number one coming. So just kind of sit back and look at the light ship insignia. Like I said, it's a couple inches down on your scroll bar here. And here's number one coming in. There we go. These are pure divine love energies coming in. Each one is equally as strong, if you want to use that terminology. But they divided themselves into 12 parts so that they can specialize in different areas of love. Okay. There we go. There's number one. You might want to jot down on a piece of paper maybe what you're feeling or sensing. Here comes number two. And it's coming in right now. There we go. But these are all heart-to-heart energies. your heart can describe what they are. It's hard to have your mental faculties interpret or figure out what these energies are because the mind doesn't live in love energy. Okay, beautiful. And number three is going to come into you. Great. Okay, number four, coming in. Okay, number five. Okay, and number six. There we go, and number seven. Okay, number eight. Okay, number nine. Okay, number 10. Okay, number 11. Okay, and the last one is number 12. Okay, there we go. Well, like I said earlier, you know, if you can somehow get the money to do the emotional clearing, it's most important thing you can do in your lifetime. Somehow the light beings picked up the phrase, beg, borrow, steal, or something out of my mind. I'm thinking, geez, how could I ever say that? But they sometimes, they're in the moment too, and they just pick up different things and don't always know the consequences to the words. But anyway, it's kind of comical for me. But, like I said, it's the most important thing you can ever have in your life done to you. It's that beneficial. So back to you, Sylvia.
So, Ron, would you say that the light chip has an easier time now connecting with us now that a lot of these energies are cleared out, or that we're just having an easier time feeling it or having more heightened perceptions of it?
We're probably having, I would say maybe both, but we're actually being able to recognize our own divinity now. And you're going to start to see yourself changing as more light comes into this planet here. This is what's actually happening. So this is the main thing, is that you're going to start to see, like I said, hopefully we can see heaven on earth here. But the light ship is doing all that it can right now to bring forth a change in the extraterrestrial energies off-planet here that have been infiltrating our energy systems here against our free will, which is preventing us from being fully conscious. And so what I'd like to do is bring in, through the lightship insignia, I'm going to bring in the energy of one of the defense ships. Now, this is pure light energy. If you could see it, there's no words to describe it. It's that beautiful. And it's impeccable. It's 100% light energy, much like these 12 source energies just got through bringing in. So here it comes. And it's going to come into your room, and you're going to feel probably a great upliftment in energy around you here. Coming in, I'll count to 10 to command it further here. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. There we go. And I'll bring it in a little stronger. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. I'm going to do it one more time here. You should probably feel your body buzzing right now. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. There. It'll be with you right now. I'll just put some music on so you can experience this, the wonderful energy here. It's part of the 12 source energies. A piece of each one of them is in each one of these defense fleet ships. And just beautiful energy. This is what they're using to hold the space of the light. Sylvia, back to you.
Okay, well, we're about 10 after, so I think we have to kind of wind down a bit.
Okay, so we'll bring in, I don't know what else I can bring in other than that. That's like the encore, so.
Well, it's, I know, how do you top that?
Yeah, normally in a peace energy, but this is it, you know.
So, well, one thing that I love is the ascension energy that Jesus used.
Sure, let's bring that one in. So again, we'll bring in the energy that the light ship gave to Jesus during his ascension time here, that they transmitted to him for his physical body to ascend. So we're bringing that in right now for you here. And, oh, it feels very nice. So I'll increase the energy here for everyone here. So stronger, 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 and stronger. There we go. Feels great. Okay, so I'll leave you with this energy here. So our next show is going to be tomorrow, same time. And we'll be doing another show for healing here. We'll just see how it goes. Each one of these shows basically is kind of in the moment. We don't have too many notes on it, as you can tell. We try to get input from you to see what you really want, and we kind of go from there. So, again, we'll just say blessings to all of you, and have a wonderful evening. And we'll see you tomorrow. And by all means, you know, come on my one-hour sessions that I have Mondays and Fridays. It's only $20, and you're going to be doing your body a great justice as far as healing. It's just so affordable, and you're on the light ship, and you're rubbing elbows with these beautiful light beams, and it's just a fantastic experience. So, you know, everything that I have is very, very affordable for everyone. So I'll just say blessings to all of you. We'll see you tomorrow. And if you want to get on my email list, just scroll to the very bottom of this page here that you're on, and you'll get a little confirmation sent to you, and then you have to click on it to send it back so that it'll go into my email list here that I have. So, and I do love having emails from people on what they've experienced on their healing. So I'll just turn it back over to you, Sylvia, before I sign off here.
All right. Well, the only thing I have to add to that is December is such a busy month for people, so please mark on your calendars Saturday, December 15th, 1 o'clock Pacific time. 1 o'clock until 5 o'clock Pacific is the amazing monthly 4-hour ascension preparation call. So that's something, if you're interested in, you have time still to connect with Ron on that. And besides that, just much love to all. Have a wonderful night with this beautiful energy, and we will see you tomorrow. Good night.
Hey, good night, everyone, and blessings to all of you.